Oracle Chairman Larry Ellison hosting Trump fundraiser. By Lucas Nolan on February 13, 2020. President Donald Trump will be attending a campaign fundraising event at Oracle Chairman and Chief Technology Officer Larry Ellison's Rancho Mirage in Palm Springs, California. On February 19, less than 2 weeks before California's Super Tuesday primary election. Ellison's Trump fundraiser flies in the face of Silicon Valley's progressive political culture. Desert Sun News reports that President Donald Trump is expected to attend a campaign fundraising event at Oracle Chairman Larry Ellison's Rancho Mirage estate on February 19, just 2 weeks before California's Super Tuesday primary election. Ellison will be hosting supporters on a golf outing at his home on Porcupine Creek. Supporters can pay $100,000, can join a golf outing and have their photo taken with President Trump. For $250,000 they get a photo, golf outing, and can participate in a roundtable discussion. All contributions go to a joint fundraising committee formed by the Trump campaign, the Republican National Committee and state GOP chapters called Trump Victory. The fundraiser is part of a larger sweep of California that will see Trump appear in Beverly Hills on Tuesday and Bakersfield on Wednesday. Ellison supported Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, in the 2016 Republican primary and is a valuable new supporter of the Trump campaign. According to Federal Election Commission filings, Ellison has donated $9.5 million to federal candidates and political action committees since 1993. Ellison's company, Oracle, has taken issue with the tech giant Google, which has previously been accused of anti-conservative bias in the past. Oracle is set to take Google to court over claims that the tech giant stole some of Oracle's code. Breitbart News reporter Alam Bokhari wrote about the case in December 2019. The case revolves around Java, a computer programming language developed by Sun Microsystems, which was acquired by Oracle in 2009. Google attempted to obtain a license from Sun, but negotiations broke down after Google failed to offer a guarantee that its version of the language would be interoperable with other versions. According to the lawsuit, Google then obtained 11,500 lines of Java code from an open-source project run by the Apache Software Foundation. However, this was not an officially licensed Java implementation. Software code is subject to copyright laws, which means that Sun, and by extension, Oracle, controls the code associated with Java. While Oracle did make this code available for free to app developers, it has always maintained that large corporations that ran competing platforms, like Google, ought to pay for it. Google did not pay for it, and the software it developed with the help of Java, Android, now represents over 87% of the global smartphone operating system market. Rachel Bovard of the Internet Accountability Project noted, according to the legal filings, Google initially approached Oracle about licensing Java for Android after trying and failing to write its own code. When negotiations stalled, Google simply copied the code anyway. Read more about Oracle's case against Google here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.